104.7, Andy and Mal. It's 8:05, up to 21 today. It is 13 right now. The people are kind of crazy when it comes to their camera phones and their restaurants.
We're still talking about this? I thought we were done.
Oh, no. I still wanted to... I got Heather back on the phone here, and I wanted to talk to Heather. Heather, photo, food, madness, whatever, thingamabobber, what do you think?
You know, I was thinking, you know what probably started the whole picture taking of food? Do you remember Domino's when they said to take a picture of your pizza and send it to them?
Oh, yeah.
That's
possible.
Then
everybody
possible.
Got the idea, oh, well, Domino's wanted us to take a picture. Maybe I'll just take a picture and put it on Facebook. And then everybody's like, oh, well, look at my food.
Oh, look at my food. Look at my food.
Yeah.
Look at my food.
Yeah, look at my food. I do it. I've done it like maybe twice, posted it on. But I also tag my family in it because I like make something like super awesome. And I'm like, haha, look what I'm eating.
I know. It is bragging.
That's
for sure.
That's the only thing I do.
I think that's why it annoys me so much, because I hate bragging. It's like, look at what I'm doing.
Do it to my friends.
While you're sitting at home with your three kids, you know, keeping them peeled off the walls, I'm out having a nice dinner with my friends.
I also post things that I make at home.
Yeah.
With my kids.
Oh, look at me, what I'm doing at home with my kids while you're out with your friends having a good time.
That works too.
Oh, look at my kids are well behaved, so I can make this wonderful meal.
It's only because they're older. Shut up. Thank you for the call, Heather.
All right.
Bye bye. Yeah, I am. Rockley is wearing me out.
Oh, I bet.
He's so strong. And when he fights you with anything, like changing that kid's diaper, is a nightmare.
Oh, I it remember those days when they didn't want to have their diaper changed.
And he thinks it's funny when I'm trying to get him to stay on his back.
Oh,
so I can change
yeah.
his diaper. And the old trick of yanking his feet up in the air so he can't roll over doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
Because he's figured out that if he scrunches his whole body up, he's strong enough to pull my feet down or my hand down just enough where he can get a shoulder or a hand down and pull himself over.
Yikes.
And,
so what do you do?
Distract him with a shoe.
A shoe? Okay.
If I give him one of his tennis shoes and put it on his chest, things usually go okay.
Okay.
Sometimes that's not good enough.
Grab a rattle or something?
And rattle? No.
No?
That's a weapon.
Oh.
He almost took my eye out with a spoon.
Yikes.
The only thing that saved me was my glasses. My son requires the use of safety glasses.
Maybe you should like start him like super early on potty training.
No? It won't help. No. I can already tell. He'll like think it's funny that like we'll put him on the little potty.
Yeah.
I can already see the scenario happening.
Okay.
We'll put him on the potty. He'll stand up, walk over to the bathtub and pee in the bathtub.
Well, at least he's not peeing in his pants.
No, but he'll miss, like all men do, and get it all over the floor and the side of the tub. And yeah, because he isn't that tall yet. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's like chasing a pinball around the house.
That makes sense.
Is really what it's like, is chasing a pinball.
I don't miss those days.
It wouldn't be so bad.
And now
bad
you have another
one
that's going to be at that stage again.
Yeah, but I don't know. And the other thing I didn't see coming is the fighting.
Who's he fighting with, Jackie?
Yeah.
Really?
They wrestle already.
Already?
He's 14 months old.
I'm a little surprised by this.
The kid is such a freak of nature, though. He can actually battle Jackie. She's 4.
Whoa.
I'm going to get paid back for everything I ever did.
Oh, you are.
Big time.
Major.
So, anyway.
Karma.
Yeah, karma sucks. So we all lie about our weight. I do not. I have no problem saying that when I weighed in at the gym the other day, oddly, I weighed in at 273 on Tuesday.
Okay.
And yesterday I weighed 275.
Did you put on some muscle?
I think that's what it was.
Okay.
I hope that's what it was. But anyway,
I
don't
lie
for a long time. Anyway, we've got that coming up. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 821 up to 21 today. It's 13 right now. I'm gonna talk about this story about how we all lie about weight loss, but Allison is on the phone. She had something to say about it first. So what's up, Allison?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. What's up?
Nothing. I just had a comment about the weight issue.
Yeah.
I just had my third child 8 months ago, and I am back down into my normal size I wore in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people envy me, but yeah, I'm back down this size.
Was that your first child?
That was third. My third.
Oh, third. Okay. Are you breastfeeding?
No.
Oh, okay. Because my wife is, and the pounds are like melting off of her.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
I tried that for like 2 weeks, and it was one was powder, one was milk. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, okay. I didn't quite get what you were saying there at first.
I understood.
And that one kind of
sometimes it takes a second to get it.
I didn't quite catch it, but now I got it all. Okay.
Yeah. So I just had to rub it into all the
way to go,
now
Allison.
Now who's rubbing in it?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I would rub it in too. Thank you for the call, Allison.
Hey, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, you cannot be all offended by that.
Allison,
if you did
sucks.
The same thing, you would brag, too.
Allison sucks.
You would brag, too.
Allison sucks.
That is not an answer to my question. Would
Allison
you brag
sucks.
If you lost, if you got down to your high school weight 8 months after you gave birth? Yes or no?
Getting down to my high school weight would be amazing.
It's an Oprah question. Yes or no?
Allison sucks. Yes, I probably would.
Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah.
According to a new study out of the University College of Cork in Ireland.
Okay.
If the average person was asked how much they weighed, they would lie. And the reason they know that is because they found out that everyone lies. The only difference is how much we lie.
Okay.
Since it is a number, you can quantify the lie. Guys who are obese will shave 5 pounds off their weight. Guys who are just overweight, 2 pounds. I think if you're rounding to five,
that's
you're
it?
Fine. 2 pounds is not a big deal. Guys who are normal weight, 1 pound. A woman who is obese will shave off 6 pounds. A woman who's overweight, 3 pounds. A woman who's normal weight, 1 or 2 pounds. Now, that's an average. They're bigger. But, I mean, the people who are normal weight, I mean, if they're, you know, they ask him, how much do you weigh? And then they get on a scale and they weigh him. Well, your weight does fluctuate a little bit
it
from
can.
Day to day.
It can, yeah.
You
depending
know.
On how much salt you have.
Or when the last time you went to the bathroom was.
Right, exactly.
You
or
know.
the weight of your clothes that you're wearing.
If you're 1 to 2 pounds off, I don't really think you're lying.
No.
I don't think the lie
you're
starts.
You're not going to be accurate every day.
No, I don't think the lie starts until 5 pounds.
Yeah.
If it's not 5 pounds, that's not a lie.
Well, I can tell you what I put on my driver's license before I lost my weight was a lie.
What was it?
145.
Wow, you actually said it out loud.
I did.
Good for you.
Working through that.
It's not a big deal, really.
It is to me.
It isn't.
But I have lost 34 pounds.
So you
so that's
were
pretty amazing.
179
was
your peak?
179. When I started my weight loss journey about a year ago.
So if they weighed me right now and it was off from what I weighed yesterday, I'm not lying. I'm just going off what I weighed yesterday when
yeah.
I was at the gym, and I weighed 275 yesterday. Oddly, I weighed 273 on Thursday.
It's muscle.
Yeah, I hope so. That is one thing that, and guys who are skinny kind of hate me because that have a hard time building muscle.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine in college was just like, you suck. You like look at a dumbbell and you put on 5 pounds of muscle. I'm like, sorry.
I'd like to put a little muscle on.
You have to go to the gym to do that.
I know. I know.
Just saying.
I know.
When's the last time you went?
A while ago. Last week.
Last week.
Mm-hmm.
You going to drive by and take a picture of it again?
I was there.
I know you were. But that was funny when I got that picture. Look where I am outside the gym. Well, yeah.
Well, I was walking in.
I could drive by and take that picture.
So then I took a picture of me inside the locker room.
Yep, which broke a rule.
I didn't know that was breaking a rule. Just so we're clear, I did not know.
That made me laugh too.
I know, but I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah, it's I don't think it's posted.
It's I don't think it's posted because I would have known.
It's typically the rule at gyms that you don't use camera phones.
There was nobody
in the
else
room.
In there. It's just me.
Well, and I think it's laxed up a little bit because everybody's phone has a camera now.
Yeah.
Like that was a big deal right when camera phones were, you know, you still had phones that did not have cameras. And so it was like, don't use your phone in the locker room. Don't be taking naked pictures of people. Well, people were just taking phone calls and emails and stuff now. So I don't think it's as big as a deal.
I was the only person in there and I was taking a picture showing that I was, in fact, in the locker room in my gym clothes, ready to work out.
Yeah. The thing that is funny to me, I don't know how it is for women, but with guys in the locker room, I don't have time to tell this story. I will tell it coming up in a little bit.
Okay.
Different guys are weird in the locker room.
Okay.
Their behavior. And it's just funny to me, and I'll explain that coming up. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm going to need you to turn down your psycho just a notch, at least until my meds kick in.
It is 827, Hot 104.7. Ugh.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 841. The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up in 19 minutes. Okay, we were talking about weight loss and going to the gym and stuff, and there's something I've always found funny to me when you're at the gym or a locker room of any kind. At least I can only speak from a guy's perspective.
Right.
There are basically... three kinds of guys. There are the guys who are super shy and will never be remotely naked in a public naked place, like a locker room.
Right.
There are the guys who are not afraid to be naked in front of other people, strangers.
I like those guys.
Or even people that they know, but they're discreet. You know, they cover up as much as possible.
I don't like them so much anymore.
That's what I would fall into that category.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to, you know, be naked for a second before I put on a towel and then go to the shower.
Okay.
And then there are the people who just walk around naked everywhere. Or the guys. And they're usually old.
Ew. Well, they don't care anymore.
They just don't care. They don't even try to hide it. They got their towel with them, but they're just dangling it from their arm and walking along. I mean, what are women like in a locker room? Is it the same thing?
I think they're a little more discreet. I personally am not afraid to change in front of them, but I don't let it just all hang out at one time. It's like pants off, jeans off, gym pants on. It's shirt off, gym shirt on. Like, it's varied more on the discreet ends. I don't ever just stand there fully naked. And most women that when I'm at the gym are the kind of the same way. They're not usually fully naked at one time. Unless they're using a shower, and usually they take their clothes along to the shower.
That takes too much time. I'm not going to gather up all my crap to go to the shower.
Bag.
Plus, some gyms, you don't really have that option because it's one giant shower room.
That's usually a guy's one, isn't it? Because I haven't been in a gym, female gym, where it doesn't have a separate shower.
Well, you've never gone to a bigger one, though, have you?
Mm-mm.
Okay, because some of the bigger ones are like a fitness, you know, big fitness centers.
I suppose.
A lot of times we'll have a public.
Most of the women ones are usually individual.
Now, but it was also an older one. Like, I don't know. Most of the newer ones, though, yeah, they're individual showers.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I don't want to take all my crap.
Okay.
There, so I just...
It's fine with us. It doesn't bother us.
I'm naked for a second. I put on my towel. I bring my underwear with me.
Yeah.
And then go into the shower.
I think,
and then before I leave the shower area, I put on my underwear so I'm not completely naked walking back out there.
I think guys are just a little bit more, you know, you're just used to other guys walking around from like high school and stuff when you've had like the...
Well, like when I...
With the locker room.
When I was playing football at Black Hill State, there was a guy who would not shower. He showered there at the Young Center.
Yeah.
But he left his shorts on. He would shower with his shorts on.
That's annoying because then you have wet
weird.
Shorts.
And I said, dude, why are you wearing shorts? He's like, I'm pee-pee shy. Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
I just found that amusing.
He probably didn't want somebody to make fun of him.
Maybe.
That's rude.
I would have just showered in my dorm then, if that was the case. But anyway, Funski weekend. Got a lot of stuff going on at Great Bear. That's coming up. Hang on. Ski-Lo, it's Hot 104.7, the weekend wake up with DJ Core. Quick dirt update, Mel.
Kim Kardashian, $10 million offer to settle divorce rejected by Chris Humphries.
Nice. Stupid. Heroes of the day, go.
Last week, a 42-year-old in Massachusetts ordered a pizza, and his delivery person was a 22-year-old woman. So the man invited her to bring the pizza in, then blocked her for leaving for 40 minutes so he could try to convince her to be his wife and start a family. He also tried to kiss her and pressed himself against her. He's facing several charges, including kidnapping and assault.
That works well. last weekend, a 29-year-old woman in Florida left her 7-year-old son alone with some open beer cans around so she could go see a movie.
What?
The movie was Mama.
Oh, boy.
Which is about a mother that's so protective of her kids, she protects them from beyond the grave. She was arrested for child neglect.
Wow.
Time for us to scoot. Ben's in next. Have a great weekend.
Billion Toyota.
Hot 104.7.com.